The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, congratulations on the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha. Now, we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar. He's going to talk about the character of Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha.
We congratulate all the brothers and sisters on the occasion of the birth of the Lady Fatima Zahra. Salawatullah wa salamuhu alayha wa ala abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha. We will still discuss, however brief it may be, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, as many sessions are required, and we will still be in need of more sessions to discuss her for our benefit, understanding who she is in her true existence, in her proximity to the Lord, in the unseen aspect of her existence, is something that we cannot arrive at. And of course, that doesn't mean we don't delve into it. It means that however much we discuss it, we will never get to the end. The benefit of it is, though, not simply to understand her. We never have that reason to discuss anyone. The reason why we discuss them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us we need to know of them, is because knowledge of them, knowledge of those figures, knowledge of the people that are mentioned in the Holy Quran by name, those who are not mentioned in the Holy Quran by name but by description, like the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in, Fatima al-Zahra and her husband and children, these figures are a requirement for us to know, not because of them, but rather because of ourselves. Knowing them will benefit us. Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha is present. Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha is a coach. Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha is someone that we can rely on. Those who understand this, those who realize this, those who ask her, therefore, after knowing this, that she is available for that, and they ask her for that, they plead to her for that, instead of going and asking for this person, this alim, this scholar and that scholar, which is, we need to go to ulama, we need to go to scholars, as they know more than us in regards to understanding Islam. But coaching is a little different. Coaching for higher elevations is different. We don't know which of these ulama has reached those higher levels. We can't really know. And what is being said to us, they say, oh, this ayatullah is great, that ayatullah is great. How do we know how far up they are? But we do know that the Ahlul Bayt are above all. There's no question that however high that scholar is, higher than them without comparison, meaning that scholar cannot be compared to the height and the elevation and the status of the Ahlul Bayt, or the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, they are above all. Sometimes we see people interested in spiritual ascension, spiritual wayfaring, spiritual progress, and reaching the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they go and beg this scholar and that scholar. Don't beg, ask your questions from ulama. And when they say what they say, as far as you know of the verses of the Quran, the sayings of you've heard, if it's something that you don't understand to be wrong, then they're more of an expert. take that on board and try to go by it, that's fine. But don't beg them to train. Don't beg them to be the coach. Beg the Ahlul Bayt to be the coach. Beg Fatima al-Zahra to be the coach. And then, if Fatima al-Zahra identifies this scholar, this alim, this arif, to be one that can train you, she will send that person to train you. She will send this scholar or that scholar to train you, to take care of you. And it's her taking care through that scholar, through that person. And if we keep begging her, she will help us, even through this scholar or that scholar, to ascend to a level above that scholar. Then who takes care of you? Fatima al-Zahra was taking care of you. And after you ascend beyond a level that that scholar can train you, she will send the next person if there's a need for another person. And after a while, if there's no other human being or she identifies that you no longer need these material presences and she can herself guide you in an unseen way and you can receive that, you have elevated to a level where you can receive that, she will guide you beyond that even. Don't beg this scholar or that scholar. Go to them, ask questions, and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives guidance. And He has said, these 14 lights are the ones I have put there for my guidance. The key to my knowledge is them. أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمُ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا. I am the city of knowledge. So the Holy Prophet is the city of knowledge. You want, and that knowledge, where did it come from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God created that city of knowledge, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. It's His knowledge. You want God's knowledge? You go to the Prophet. Who's the key to the Prophet's knowledge? Ali ibn Abi Talib, Fatima al-Zahra, Hasanain, A'immatul Ma'sumin, and Wild al-Husayn, all of the 12 Imams and the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. These are the keys, they are the doors to the knowledge of the Prophet, and the knowledge of the Prophet is divine knowledge. They are the ones that we should beg. They are. And again, they are. Ana madinatul ilm. Not my words, the Prophet says, making that point clear again. Ana madinatul ilm. Aliyun babuha. Ali is the bab, not his words. You need to go to those words. That's fine. But go to Ali himself. And I don't mean visit the shrine of Ali ibn Abi Talib, although that is needed. But the conversation here is, all of these are connections. You learn things through the words of Ali ibn Abi Talib, through the words of the Holy Prophet, through the verses of the Holy Quran. You learn them, you apply them to the best of your ability. Through them you learn what? You learn that Ali ibn Abi Talib is alive. And you can make that connection with him. Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, is alive. You can make that connection, and they themselves are the gate to that knowledge. There are shrines we need to visit based on what they have said. But when you go there, don't connect to the shrine. Don't connect to the grave. Connect to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Make a connection with him. Talk to him. Beg him. Plead to him. Ask Allah to make that connection. Say, Ya Allah, You told me You created him as a key for me to get to You. I'm begging You by Your right, and by the right You have established in Ali ibn Abi Talib, and by the right that You have established over me in going to Ali ibn Abi Talib, that please You take me to Ali ibn Abi Talib. You make that connection. Whatever barrier there is, whatever sin there is, whatever wrong I have done that has caused a barrier, a disconnect from Ali ibn Abi Talib, or does not allow me, it's a barrier that doesn't allow me to get to him. Ya Allah, You remove that. This will be our conversation. We ask Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, for being that coach for us. Ya Fatima, You understand my condition. You see my conditions. You know what I understand. You know what I misunderstand. God has made you such. God has established this for you. And I am begging Him to help me with Your coaching and Your training and Your involvement in my ascension towards Him, as there is no other path other than the Ahlul Bayt. Salamullah alayhim ajma'in.
يا زهرة يا زهرة flower of Ali يا حورة يا حورة delight of Nabi
يا زهرة يا زهرة flower of Ali يا حورة يا حورة delight of Nabi
أم الأئمة بنت الخديجة
أم الأئمة بنت الخديجة
روح الكمال